In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have the leave of the hour day of the Holy Trinity. And we heard the Gospel of today, where the Lord had said that it used to be, when somebody asks you for something, give it to him, and don't begrudge anything. And when it said in the Old Testament, it says that love your friends and hate your enemies. Well, the Lord says, I'm saying to you, love your enemies and pray for them, and be like your Father in heaven, who sends the sun upon and the rain upon the good and upon the evil ones. And because he loves everybody, and that's what the Lord wants us to do, to love everybody, especially today, my beloved, the parents, so many times they have a big trouble because the children don't listen anymore to the parents, and they stray away. And as you heard in the parable some other time about the son that leaves the father, takes the whatever inheritance he could and squanders it, and then starts to have a bad time, and then decides to come back to the father, asking him to just take him even as a slave. But the father has been looking for him all the time, coming out and watching. Maybe his son is coming back because he has a great love for him, even though he had left him and didn't want to have anything to do with him. But the father had always had a great love. And when he saw him coming in a long distance, he ran towards him, and he took him and he hugged him, and he gave him the ring of the sonship, and made a big feast over that. And of course, when they, as you remember, when the older brother heard that there was a big feast, he wanted to know what it is. And when a servant told him, he got upset, and the father come out to him, and he says that your brother was dead and now he's alive, so let's rejoice, and you were always with me. And the father's love is like that. The fathers love their children, and mothers love their children, whether they're boys or girls, and then they want their salvation, and they want to do everything to teach them that love that the Lord has asked us to do in today's gospel, about loving even our enemies. And even if the children feel that we, the parents, may be their enemies, but they have to learn to love us as we love them, and as the Lord God the Father loves everybody. The Lord said that if you love just only those who love you, what good is that? Because the sinners also loving those who love them. But you have to love your enemies, those who you think that are your enemies. For truly, the only real enemies you and me have, and this is the evil spirit that is trying to keep us away from God and for fulfilling God's commandment of having love for one another and love even for our enemies. Because the filthy scum knows that if he can get us set up against our parents or against anybody that may have done us some wrong, then, and we will not forgive, then God will not forgive us, and then we will have a lot together with the filthy scum. And that's what the enemy wants, because the enemy doesn't have love for God. The enemy is scorched by God's grace, by God's embrace. And if we don't love our God, then the same thing is happening to us. Just like if we know somebody that we hate, And if somebody that we hate wants to hug us, we feel bad about it. We don't want him to hug us or her. My beloved, at that time where we have the hate, well, that's what the enemy is trying to do, is set up everybody against everybody, breaking up the church people, the families, and doing all kinds of terrible things to make sure that there is no real love for each other, and so that the people in the world will not recognize that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. For if we are to be the disciples of Jesus Christ, then we will have love for each other and even for our enemies, and will do good to those who harm us and bless those who curse us, and truly worry about their salvation and pray for them, our heart out, just like we would pray for our salvation, we'll pray for everybody else's salvation, so that we'll all be able to finally be in the kingdom of God, and with all the saints and all the angels, and be able to glorify our God. Amen. God bless you.